We move forward today to Birchos HaShachar, to the beautiful brachos that we recite at the beginning of each morning. The Gemara Maseches Brachos explains that originally these brachos were created as experiential brachos. So as you would get up in the morning and go through the activities of getting ready, you would recite the brachos. So you'd go ahead and put on your clothing, Malbish Harum, Hashem clothes the naked. You would open up your eyes, Pokeach Ivrim, God gives sight. God gives sight to the blind, and so on and so forth. The brachos, what we call Birchos HaShachar, would be recited as I experienced the events to which they correspond in the morning. But of course, today it's different. Today we go ahead and we kind of consolidate all of these brachos and shachris, and we begin to recite them really as a unit, as the first part of davening. So if we take a look at the first bracha, the bracha of Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan or Hanosin Lasech Divina Lahavchin Bein Yomu Bein Laila. We thank Hashem, but Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, King, Master of the Universe, who has given the sechvi, understanding, to distinguish between night and day. And it's interesting because the commentaries discuss what is this sechvi. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a fascinating discussion. He says again, the Pasha Pshat, the similar thing in the Gemara, is that sechvi in Aramaic is tarnagol, is a rooster. So we're thanking Hashem, thank you Hashem for giving the rooster the ability to discern between day and night. And on a basic level, remember again in yesteryear, people would go ahead and get up in the morning with the crow of the rooster. So the crow of the rooster was exceptionally important because that crow was what signaled for me the beginning of a new day, a day of dynamic activity, a new start, a new beginning I have to accomplish. So thank you Hashem for giving me the rooster the ability to tell the difference between day and night, because then in turn that rooster gives me the ability to get up, to start moving, and to start accomplishing. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out something amazing. He says that in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, Sechvi means heart. Heart, the heart of man. Hanosim la'sechvi vino la'avchim ben yomu ben layla. Thank you Hashem for giving the heart, or blessed are you Hashem, who has given the heart the ability to tell the difference between night and day. Between night and day. So it's interesting, it always bothered me. How could it be that there's such different interpretations of the bracha? Here again, am I thanking Hashem for giving the rooster the ability to tell the difference between day and night? Or I'm thanking Hashem for giving me the ability to tell the difference between day and night? And perhaps it's really one and the same. Perhaps the meaning of the bracha is as follows. Hashem, thank you for creating a rooster that could tell you day and night. You know, day and night, my dear friends, doesn't just mean, you know, the morning hours and the evening hours, or the daylight hours and the nighttime hours. The ability to distinguish between day and night also represents the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. Sometimes we go through life and there's a little bit of blurry vision. What's right? What's wrong? Sometimes I know that something is wrong, but I really want to do it so I could somehow convince myself that it's not really so wrong. It's not really black or white. We love to say the world is not black and white. The world is gray. Sometimes that's true, but there's a lot of the world that is black and white. And there's a lot of the world that's right and wrong. Sometimes you just have to have the courage in life to be able to say yom, laila, to be able to say night, day, to be able to say right, wrong. And perhaps what we're saying in the bracha is as follows. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Hashem, you are the source of blessing. Hanosim asech divino lavchim ben yom ben laila. You created a rooster, and that rooster has the ability to tell the difference between night and day, between day and night, between light and darkness, and that's just a rooster, then certainly I have that ability as well. If the rooster could tell the difference between night and day, I can also tell the difference between night and day. If the rooster has the capacity to discern between light and darkness, then I certainly have the ability to discern between light and darkness, between right and wrong as well. If the rooster can do it, then I can do it as well. And this bracha gives us the chizuk to be honest with ourselves, to be honest with ourselves about who we are and about what life is. We spend so much time trying to justify certain things, even though we know that they're wrong. We spend so much time trying to figure out why something is really okay, even though I know deep down it's not. And we spend so much energy instead of just finding the courage to say, this is night, this is day, this is dark, this is light, this is black, this is white, this is right and this is wrong. Because when you find the courage to distinguish between right and wrong, and you're honest with what's right and wrong, suddenly you could take all of that energy that I often use for the justification of activities, of lifestyles, of approaches, of hashkafas, I could save all of that energy and channel it into positive, dynamic, spiritual life activity. We thank Hashem for the rooster, because if the rooster can do it, so can we. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.